This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Agotiyar, Agazuntiyar. We're starting a new series, we hope, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Actually, right now this is by the typist and the layout designer, but it did not make it to the shir this morning. So here we have it in its original raw manuscript form. We're going to try. In the past, we've had Divrei Torah in English. This year, or at least this week, we're going to try Divrei Torah in Lashon Kodesh. And these are all original. So these are not, it doesn't come from any other sefer. These are maybe a little different than the Svarim. By the way, last year, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we came out with the sefer on Bereishis. If anybody wants to procure the sefer, it's available on our site, rabbidg.com. You could get it with free shipping. But this is a little bit different than the Sefer. The Sfarim are more essays. These are just little short Divrei Torah. We have here on the sheet six of them. And here we go. Let's see how this goes. We know that the first time something appears in the Torah, it is of great significance because it's the root of everything. It sets the tone for everything. Chazal say that everything is incorporated in the first word in the Torah, in Bereishis. So I think it's very interesting that the first trup in the Torah is a tipcha. Bereishis, bara lekim, the first trup is a tipcha. As if the whole world stands on the tipcha. Right? The Tam Mikra Rishon that's found in the Torah is a tipcha. The Tamei HaMikra, the word Bereishis, is a tipcha, as if the whole world stands on it. What's the explanation for that? So we could possibly suggest as follows. The Zohar in Parshas Yisroi says, Alashon, if not for the Tipcha, the world could not exist. Because it says, Loi Tirtzach. The word Loi has a Tipcha in the Tamil Yain. Loi, pause, Tirtzach. Because the Zohar says, even though the Torah says don't murder, sometimes you have to. If somebody violates a misos bezdin, the bezdin has to punish them. And because there's a tipcha on the word loy tinaf, don't commit adultery. But one is allowed to live with their wife. One is allowed to live with their wife even though they already have children. So it's not absolute loy tinaf. Loy, no, but sometimes tinaf under the circumstances and the guidelines of the Torah. Loy signoiv, you're not allowed to steal. But Chazal say you're allowed to trick the Rebbe a little bit to try to teach you more Torah. So the world, says the Zohar, stands on the tipcha. So we're suggesting the reason why the first trup in the Chumash is a tipcha is because indeed the whole world stands on the tipcha. Okay, second idea is, if you look in the B'nai Yisachar Sefer Agudah Kala, he has 192 ways to unscramble the word Bereishis. So here are two new ones. S Berashi, the word Aleph, the letters Aleph Tav represent the whole Torah, all the letters of the Torah. The Maggid of Mezrich, quoted by B'nai Yisachar, says Aleph Tav are the Oisiyas HaTorah. So the first word of the Torah is saying, Aleph Tav, learn the Torah, Berashi. Or it could be Aleph Tav Rashbi, which stands for Oyer Tairas Rabbeinu Shloima Ben Yitzchak, which is the Torah of Rashi. Fine. To me, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. We find that the mitzvah of tshuva really encapsulates every moment of life. We quoted from a Mishnah Brura recently, in Siman Reish Lamed Tes, that one should do tshuva before they go to sleep at night. The Reishis Chachma, quoted by the Shla, says one should do tshuva before they eat a meal. The Shla even says on Shabbos, where you can't say vidoy, so before the meal you should say, es Umal Hashem Leikecha, Slavavcha V'Yeslavav Zarecha. Tamer Devara says every single day you should be Mehar B'Tshuva, so that every day of your life is connected to Tshuva. The Chidah says before any learning you do, and any mitzvah you do, especially when you give tzedakah, you should be Mehar B'Tshuva. Why is Tshuva something that really encompasses our whole life? As if the way we wrote over here, Shabameshach kol yimei chaya adam, uvameshach kol yom v'yom, yesh lasas tshuva. Tshuva is something you do throughout one's days and throughout the day. And perhaps the reason is, the pasuk says in Bereishis, Eila toldos hashamayim v'aretz behi baram. And the Gemara Menachas Chav Tesan Beis says, behe baram. God created this world with the ois hei. And the Gemara describes why the ois hei. Because the ois hei, you could fall out easily, but there's a special opening on the top to come back in. In other words, the metzios, the reality of this world. This world was created with the letter of tshuva, the whole reality of creation. The whole metzios ha'olam is that of tshuva. The reason why we have to constantly be doing tshuva is that's the entire essence of this world. This world is the hei, we're constantly coming back in that opening. Every night, every time we do a mitzvah, every time we eat, every time we learn. So it's not just that tshuva is important, it's sort of defines our reality in this world, which was created with the letter hey. Okay, next idea. Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayitzar Hashem Aleikim, Rashi says, why two yuds? God created us with two creations, one for this world and one for the resurrection of the dead. So that Rashi, that means God programmed into man that he could live now and that he could live at the time of resurrection. This could answer a question that we asked in Tefillah. We asked this question a few weeks ago in Parak Kuf Mem Tes, the penultimate Halleluka. We say, Yismach Yisrael be'oisav. Israel should rejoice in its maker, is plural. And Reb Schwab asks, why be'oisav lashon rabim? And he brings an answer from Reb Hirsch. But according to this Rashi, you could say it's going on the two creations of man, one for this world and one for Tchias HaMesim. And especially Perek Kuf Mem Tes of Tehillim, that's the Perek of praising Hashem for Tchias HaMesim, where we say, Yiranenu al mishkavoisam. So since that's the chapter of Tehillim that praises God for the resurrection, we refer to Yitzhak Yisrael Be'oisav, the two dimensions of man's creation. Okay. Next. This one you should always remember. You know, after the sin of Adam Arishain, God punishes the Nachash with 10 curses. He punishes Chava with 10 curses. He punishes Adam with 10 curses. What's the very first thing that Adam Arishan does after these 30 punishments were hurled on him? He turns to his wife Chava and he calls her her name. He says to her, you're the mother of all mankind. Interesting. You're the mother of all mankind. You're a mother. Why is that the reaction to God just told Adam, now man has to die, now man has to earn a livelihood, now people get ill, now people get sick, now people have a hard time raising children, now people have, life is difficult, everything, planting, harvesting, life used to be blessed in the Garden of Eden, and now everything has plummeted, everything has been hurled into a state of curse. And the first thing Adam does is he says, you're a mother. And this was very striking to me. As if in a matzav of klala, in a matzav of challenge, in a matzav of difficulty, there's only one consolation in this world. The only consolation is a mother. That's what Adam HaRishon was saying. In such an existence, in such a difficult, challenging world, the only nechama there is Vayikra Adam L'chav Ishtai Kihi Hoysa Eim Kolchai. Like the Navi Yeshaya says, That the ultimate nechama is that of a mother. And that's what Adam HaRishon was messaging, that the one consolation we have in such a difficult world is a mother. Okay, next idea. I think this is pretty interesting. We know that the week of Shabbos Bereishis is the week we start davening Mashiach Mar Hashem. Always. No other way to around it. When we start Mashiach Mar Hashem, that Shabbos is Parshas Bereishis. And we know everything is alluded to in the Parsha of the week. So we're in Parshas Bereishis. Is there a remez that we start Mashiach Mar Hashem? It's very obvious. Pasuk says, V'chosiach hasadeh. And all the grass, terem yebaretz, it didn't sprout yet. V'chol esav hasada, terem yitzmach. Rashi says that the grass didn't sprout. Why? Because kiloy himtir, the rain didn't fall. Rashi asks, why didn't the rain fall? The pasuk continues. Lefisha adam ayin lavedes adama. There was no man to recognize the importance of rain. And when Adam came and he realized rain was needed, he davened for the rain. So this week's parsha, v'adam ayin la'avodas adama ki lo yehim tir, is the pasuk that says Adam Rishon saw it didn't rain and Adam started davening mashiv haruach amarid agoshem. So you think it's a coincidence that Shabbos Bereishis is the week we start mashiv haruach amarid agoshem? It's merumas in this week's parsha. Rashi says clearly there was no grass, there was no herbs, there was nothing grew because there was no man to pray for the rain. So this week we have the remez in Parshas Bereishis for the tefillah of Mashiach Ruach Mar Hashem. One more. We're all familiar that in Archayim, Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Zayin, it says that one should not talk when the Shliach Tzibur says Chazor Sashatz, and if one speaks then, Gadol Avoyna Minasai, his sin is too great to bear. Now, obviously, that's a borrowed expression from Bereishis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Kayin El Hashem, Godol Avoyni Minasai. Now, Kayin said to God, is my sin of murder too great to bear? There's a very interesting Pasuk. What did Kayin say to Hevel? The Pasuk says, Vayomer Kayin El Hevel Achiv, the pasuk says, Kayin said to Hevel. And then the next thing we know, Kayin killed Hevel. What did Kayin tell Hevel? And why doesn't the Torah tell us what Kayin said to Hevel? It must be, you know what Kayin said to Hevel? Nothing. Nonsense. He said, did you see the game last night? Can you imagine such a team with such a big payroll? They're going to go down again to that team down from Texas. They didn't say anything important. They were just shooting the breeze. And from that conversation, there must have had some kind of altercation, and Kayin killed Hevel. So look, from Dvarim B'Telem, from absolute nonsense and chatter, look what could come about. Look what Sicha Batela could cause. Sicha Batela, it could end up causing murder. It's the same thing with conversation during Chazar Sashatz. Think about what the person is giving up for Sicha Batela. What are they talking about already? They're talking nonsense. And for nonsense, they're profaning and degrading Dvarim Ha'omdim Bruma Shalaylam. Words of tefillah that stand in the pinnacle of the world. So the commonality between Kayin and Hevel and speaking by Chazar Sashatz is look at the devastating effects of just nonsensical chatter. You think it's innocuous, but you have to be careful. Okay, so these are just some thoughts on the parsha. And I want to go to continue on and begin our new series for the season on tefillah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.